We live and direct.
You sound like a salt.
Back in fucking Pomona.
You sound like a saltwater werewolf. We're in La Puente.
The fuck?
Did you call him a saltwater werewolf?
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
Hey, that's way better than Big Tuna.
No, it's not. Big Tuna.
Bro, that's SWWW.
What?
That's SW to the third power.
Is that salt like and pepper? Notion.
You could be SW3. It sounds way better than Big Tuna.
SW3, I don't like it.
Why?
I don't like it. It just doesn't ring.
Ring.
Big Tuna rings. It just rolls off the tongue.
No, it doesn't. Big Beluga rolls off the tongue. Big Tuna sounds like...
Beluga Tuna. Tuna. Beluga. You see? Beluga. You see how to lick
that
my...
That shit doesn't roll off the fucking tongue.
It literally rolls off of the tongue. Like... Say tuna.
You could be Big
and
Narwhal.
Then go
you look like a goddamn salamander.
You could be a narwhal, bro.
A narwhal?
That's the
spelled
thing.
With a G.
What?
A narwhal.
Yeah. Okay. So let's get to it today, guys. We have no topics as usual.
No topics.
We just gonna start throwing shit out there. What did you guys do this week? Not a goddamn thing.
I went to work.
I sat home and got work.
Anybody listen to this at work? No, we on some bullshit right now.
Oh, they know it. They know it, but they love it. We got a lot of feedback. I think we have like 150 people listen to this. I don't know if that's a lot of people.
You
got to
consider there's people out there that buy equipment and get 2 listeners. So 150 people is greatly appreciated.
Greatly. Thank you.
Even if it's just 1, that means somebody listened.
Yeah. They just listen to it over and over again. I'll fuck with that too.
I don't care. If you like it, you like it. It could be worse.
I know. Maybe we like put them to bed like an SMR. What is it?
ASMR.
Yeah, we put them to bed. They just listen to our voices. I would love that.
Imagine.
Or they listen to us while they fucking.
I would want that so bad.
Oh, man. Yeah. If you heard my voice while you're just clapping cheeks, that's a dream for me.
That would be wonderful. So.
Fuck your chicks for me. Thanks.
What did I see today? Oh, the other day, me and Gary were on, I think, what were you, on Facebook?
Yeah.
And they were talking about that Mercy thing that's going around the internet, like who had the best verse on Mercy.
Oh, yeah. That was when we were on the Facebook, and then 2 Chainz self-proclaimed himself to have the best verse. So when we were leaving your house, Randy, we listened to Mercy 5 times while eating Wiener Schnitzel.
Did you?
Yeah, I was going to tell you. The color of mayonnaise.
Yeah.
I'm drunk and high at the same time. Drinking champagne on an airplane.
Spit rounds like a gun rage. Beat it up like rampage.
Oh, God.
Did he say, I cut your girl, now she need a Band-Aid?
Yeah.
He said, I cut your girl, now she need a Band-Aid, 100 mil, something.
He probably said something before that, but.
Maybe we could, like, cut it in so that they can, like, listen to a little bit of it and see what their favorite verse is.
But Coop the color of mayonnaise.
But he kind of took that from Kanye.
Kanye said mayonnaise colored bits.
Called it Miracle Whip.
Yep.
Yeah. So he kind of jacked that shit.
That's fair.
No, because he said mayonnaise colored bins. I push Miracle Whips. Miracle Whip can be, they make also frosting, don't they?
Miracle Whip. Cool Whip.
Yeah. Oh, so what is Miracle Whip? Is that
mayonnaise?
But it's a mayonnaise substitute. Technically, it's not even mayonnaise.
What is it?
Not mayonnaise?
What is mayonnaise made out of?
Eggs.
Naze?
Is it true, Randy?
It's made of the man part of
mayonnaise.
Do
you like
mayonnaise? Yeah, I love mayonnaise.
He's white. Of course he loves mayonnaise.
I like mayonnaise, though. I'm not white.
You like mayonnaise?
I do.
I like mayonnaise, too. I don't even know why I said that.
If McDonald's could stop putting 3 gallons of mayonnaise on a McChicken, I would greatly appreciate that.
But didn't you say that you like mayonnaise?
I like mayonnaise, but I don't want to overindulge in mayonnaise.
Right?
I'm eating a sandwich.
Slap that bitch on. It's mostly mayonnaise, no chicken.
That's why I get a substitute of Big Mac sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Randy, where the hell are you going?
Sit your ass down.
You're going to hear my windbreaker through the whole podcast.
Oh, that's right.
Everybody a favor. All right.
I guess it's just Josh and I. How was your week, Josh?
This shit was boring as a motherfucker. I had to make shit up to do. Like, I started puzzles. I started looking out windows, you know, just looking at the rain, playing Seal music.
Like Seal for Kiss
yeah,
of
no,
Rose?
No,
Seal?
No, Seal sounds.
Oh, no.
No.
That's the sounds of a whale. A seal does not make
okay,
that
what's
noise,
a seal
my friend.
Sound, God damn it.
Motherfuckers say, oh. You're fucking up if you think a seal sounds like, ooh. Go to Toys R Us right now, buy a marine.
How?
Animal.
Toys R Us is closed.
There's no such thing as Toys R Us anymore. Don't get these people hyped.
KB Toys.
That's
no.
That's been not a thing for centuries.
Name something else so we can kick you out this room.
My man going to play a game.
Kmart.
Kmart's are open some places.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know what else is open some places? KB Toys and Toys R Us.
No, where? KB Toys isn't.
KB Toys is still open, just not in America.
Oh, hey, okay. Siri, where's KB Toys at? That motherfucker don't exist anymore. Yep, see?
Damn, Siri. I don't know how to respond
to that. See? She don't know where it is either. Because it don't exist.
Read that transcript then and tell me why that bitch doesn't know.
Well, Siri doesn't know a lot of things, to tell the truth.
Does this send to Apple Tech?
Does this mean since the quarantine's closed, I can't go buy the hot dog on a stick and watch girls make lemonade?
No.
We were talking about this. Yeah, I don't think we can.
Is that pervy of me?
No. There's nothing better than watching those stripes turn curvy.
We had Wiener Schnitzel the other day, and he was telling me that we can no longer get hot dog on a stick, and they also no longer make the lemonade, like, handmade.
They don't pump it no more.
Really?
Nope. They just, like, mix it.
Like, so, basically, it's just Minute Maid.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
So it's shaking, not Stern.
It's just...
Yeah, it's not Howard Stern.
Just the things from the 90s just aren't, you know, things aren't as great anymore. I ate a bowl of Captain Crunch this morning. My own box, by the way.
And your mouth did not even get cut. Bro, it's
cereal, bro. If you eat my cereal, how am I going to tell? Damn, Gary had a bowl of my cereal, bro.
Cereal.
There is fucking 12 ounces of cereal missing now.
Why don't you ask Siri? Hey, Siri, who ate my cereal?
Gary. Oh, no. We know who ate it. It must have been that. Those damn workers.
Joy.
There was this thing where I would be like, who ate my food? And Josh would be like, Joy ate your food. And I'm like, but Joy lives in Florida. Joy's his cousin.
Okay.
So yeah. They'd shun her because she don't look like the rest
don't
of
say
them.
That. Don't say that. That is not true.
Joy's heart just broke.
That is not true.
So what is it then?
Just when we were growing up, Joy was kind of fucking annoying. So,
all right.
Yeah. Just it stayed with us.
she
grew up. I didn't. I still fucking hold a grudge because I'm a child.
You get your phone off the table. Yeah, I know. Goddamn, bro. You just put it in your
pocket.
Hey,
man. People in our DMs talking about we need to make masks.
Second episode in a row. This motherfucker on his phone trying to justify why he's on his phone.
Right. What kind of masks we need to make? We don't have those kind of little hands and sewing machines.
Are you trying to say that only Asian people make masks, Gary?
No, he didn't specify a race.
No, I'm saying that all of us have fairly large hands, and it would cramp severely bad if we tried to sew or use a sewing machine.
Nope, that doesn't make any sense.
When was the last time you used a sewing machine?
When was the last time you used a... You the one that brought it up.
You the one that said we should make masks.
What's that have to do with the sewing machine?
Who's going
to
make the mask?
Bro, I've seen hella people on YouTube and other places making masks
with
like
what?
Out of hand or household objects, bro, without a sewing machine.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a bunch of freaking Bounty napkins, fold them, glue them joints, and attach rubber bands.
Nope, that don't work.
It's the same thing. What's the difference between some fool cutting up a shirt and putting some string on it, and me putting up napkins and with a rubber band?
I feel like there's a big difference.
I feel like you just played yourself. You walked right into a web of playing yourself.
It's not a Q95 there. Rated Hanes you using, yeah. Are you? I don't think so. I need the facts.
Hey, you know what we should do is start silica gel infused masks.
What's that?
The shit that you're not supposed to inhale that's in beef jerky, them little packets.
Oh, that them dialect crystals.
He's just trying to kill everybody up.
Yeah, y'all motherfuckers give me your stimulus check and bounce.
Randy, what would you do with my stimulus check?
Put it aside and save it up for some type of S chassis.
That's where you fucked up, Randy. I'm already dead. You could have just took my Skyline.
Yeah.
That's why I can't let you kill me. You're not smart enough to do with my money.
I wanna try meth. I'm going to buy a Touché. Pound of meth.
A
how much is a pound of meth? That's probably like $1,000, right?
I could get you a pound of meth for nothing.
What would you do with a pound of meth?
Just try it, you know.
A pound?
Give it to kids.
Do you want
to
try meth? I can get you meth right now.
Yeah, I'm going to hand it out to all the kids on the block that won't stay inside.
That's awkward.
Hey, y'all want meth?
You should give meth to the kids that are staying inside.
Why?
No.
Fuck their parents up.
What does meth do? Any like, what kind of high does meth give you?
They never kind of went over. Like, I watched every episode of Breaking Bad. But I don't feel like they went over like what meth actually does.
Like, what does crack do? Make you invincible?
What?
Like, so what? Like, I know when you I've
crack
tried,
turns you into Superman.
I've tried the reefer. It makes me paranoid and see shadow people. But outside of that, I haven't done anything
I mean, like, those type of drugs, I feel like meth isn't something like, oh, I'll just try that once. Like, it's just not that type of thing.
But what is it like?
And you're a liar if you say it is.
Like, on the reefer, it makes food taste better and cartoons more intense. But what is, like...
I think meth is just something like you take that if you just want to fuck your life up. Like, you're just making a conscious decision.
Do we know any meth heads?
No, like, you don't know meth
heads. I grew up with meth heads. Both of my parents, prolific meth heads. So
what did they do on meth?
Well, my dad, not a functioning meth head per se, but he was able to kind of keep his shit somewhat together. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't, I don't know.
He didn't do meth head things?
Only in, like, the sense of, like, working on cars. Did meth head things by working on cars and just other little dumb shit here and there. But growing up, I never looked at my dad and went, oh, you're a meth head, until I was like 13.
I know what you mean. Cause my dad did my dad do the meth? Yeah. My dad did the meth. Was it meth? And he was schizophrenic. So he'd be
yelling. That's a weird mixture.
So he'd be yelling. So when he would go on his walks, he'd be like, come on, Wayne Jr. We're going to go on a walk. And he's like yelling at trees and he's like, shake the tree. We need to get these people out the tree.
Was that meth? That sounds like PCP or something.
But that's a mixture of meth and schizophrenia.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm not understanding shaking a tree, waiting for the people to fall out the tree. And I'm just like, yo. So when they're like, your dad is sick, I'm like, you choose to do drugs. But at the same time, I try to feel for him, like, from both perspectives. Like, you fucked up my life, but you made my life greater. Because if you was around, maybe I would be less motivated to do stuff. But now that you're not around, I got to be motivated to do shit, because you ain't shit and I got to carry the Gary Wayne King Jr. legacy.
But I mean, like, even if he wasn't around, he was looking for people to treat, so he wasn't going to really be helping you out.
But no, when he was on it, he was fucked up supervillain. But when he wasn't on it, functioning man, went to work, he ate ends of the sandwiches, though. That was his thing. Like, his fix. What? Like, you know, most people, like, when you open a pack of bread, you don't eat the ends.
Why? The heel.
Yeah, the heel of the butt. But that's just most people. I'm not eating that. But that was his thing. He was like, my grandma would try to make the sandwich where it looked like everything was the ends of the bread, because that's what he liked.
You know what's crazy is my chick likes the heel of bread, too.
It's still the same type of, it's still bread. Like, I never understood that. Like, it's bread.
It bites. It's a different texture. Yeah. It's like a whole different experience. Upside down
and you won't even notice.
Yeah, you will, because you'll be eating the inside of it. How?
If you turn it.
There's a different crust to bread ratio. It literally is a difference.
Because you just cut that piece off.
Oh, I never thought of that.
It's going to waste bread.
I mean, I eat it.
Yeah. I mean, I eat it, but I know it's completely different when I eat it.
It's like when I see that little piece of juice left at the bottom, I just add a little bit of water, shake it, and drink it.
Bingo.
Right? Survival. You know what I'm saying? These kids out here spoil with good juice, good bread.
With the good beverages.
Right? We got the joint, the 99-cent joint with the little bear on it.
Or the motherfucking straw with the eyeballs looking like the DNA strand from fucking Jurassic Park. Like, yeah, that's what I got.
But juice ain't expensive.
Juice? Have you bought juice? So yesterday I bought cranberry juice.
It was like $3. It's $3.50.
Think about, juices cost more than gas. What? Gas right now is like around $2.75. I bought cranberry juice.
A gallon.
What size are those juices that we got?
They're only like 24 ounces. They're probably like 32 ounces.
Think about that.
You talking about the Ocean Spray?
Yeah.
That shit is like $2.29.
They're a liter.
So if you bought a gallon of juice is $5. Why is juice cost more than gas when we grow fucking fruit? People aren't answering real questions. Why does juice cost more than gas?
Well, I mean, you got to think about the manufacturing process of juice. You got to get the sugar.
We literally have the
manufacturing process of fucking gas and oil is literally something that kills motherfuckers. We're at war right now.
When's the last time you heard a fucking juice refinery blowing up? People stuck.
Yeah.
That is it. Juice is a fucking flammable, Gary, so you would never hear that.
Exactly. So think about you working with...
you over here talking about hazard pay and what it takes to refine and make juice. Well, your logic is
what
not
it
there.
Takes to make juice.
Nobody thinks about the juice.
Bruh, juice is just sugar and fucking water, bro. It doesn't take a lot to
make
it.
It's not
so,
just sugar and water.
I understand what you're saying. Like, why is it so fucking expensive?
It's a white Bronco in the 210. It's the juice. The juice is
that's
way
a different,
more
that's
sugar
a different
and
type
water.
Of juice. That man had the juice.
I think OJ did it. and I'll stand on my two feet.
OJ says he did it. That motherfucker's on Twitter like, hey, I'm here on fucking hole 18. You know, ask, just shot a good old, game.
You got the book, bro, lady. How I would have done it. Nigga, you did it.
He ask said, an old black lady if they think OJ didn't do it. That baby was innocent.
Because they because they want to give OJ a pass for all the things that they went to as kids.
I feel it. You know what I'm saying?
They want to. They just want... They want him to be innocent, look, even though they know he's fucking not innocent, but they'll never give it to white people.
That man wholeheartedly looked into the camera, and he's like, Carol Baskin, I know you did it.
Because I did it,
Because I did it, too. A murderer knows a murderer.
Do you think Carol Baskin murdered her husband?
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
But which way?
What?
She covered him in sardine oil and fed him to the cats. You think just so? Like she said.
It would be
tight yeah.
if he, like, she set that motherfucker on fire and then threw him in the cage.
You know what would be even crazier? She fed him to fish.
But they didn't like, have any fucking fish.
Exactly. That's what Florida. Makes it even more batshit crazy. She just dropped his ass off in the Keys of the Bahamas. And just like, she was like, y'all are thinking about tigers. I fed that motherfucker to tuna.
Hold on. If she set him on fire and put him in the tiger cage, wouldn't the tigers catch on fire?
No, they would probably just watch
tigers
him
are
like,
orange.
Oh,
they're
shit.
Immune to flame.
Yeah, they're like, damn, we about to have Korean barbecue, baby.
Is that how it works? Anything orange is immune to flames?
Works in Pokemon.
Wait, what the fuck?
Name one orange thing that isn't on fire in Pokemon. That's obviously how it works.
Huh. Motherfucking
Chest of the Cheetah, Flaming Hot Cheetos. What color is that, man?
I can't. Yeah, Arcanine is orange.
Charmander, Charmeleon, Charizard, all orange. Vulpix, orange.
Vulpix is
I don't
red.
Know enough Pokemon.
But she got
bro.
Orange
keep...
little fucking.
Oh, Magikarp!
Accents.
Shut the fuck up!
Yeah,
got
Magikarp
him. Got him.
Hyper Beam.
Got
Hyper
him.
Beam is the power of the sun.
But hold on, is no. Magikarp's it's weakness the, is leaf, not fire. Fire is weak to water.
Yeah, so Magikarp is orange though.
He is orange.
And he turns into something.
A Gyarados.
Yeah, there you go.
A Gyarados.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Wow.
That's going to be the cover of the podcast.
Don't
featuring
do that.
Gary.
Don't. Don't do that.
Gary is a big ass fish.
A Gyarados is it a. Is a Gyarados a fish or a dragon? Gyarados, that's
Gyarados is a dragon type.
Is it?
Yeah.
So how does a fish turn into a dragon? Is this that's just one of those unspoken things?
It's
Pokemon.
It's not unspoken. It's rage. The what? Rage is what makes a Magikarp turn into a Gyarados.
Because when you ain't shit most of your life, you got to become something tight. Think about all our ain't shit friends who's just waiting to become a Gyarados.
Hey, that's a lot of them. Hey, so you mean we just got to piss them off enough and then they'll fucking get their shit
have
going?
Have you ever noticed, like, when you see me not doing anything and you know how to get in my head and you just talk some shit and I just start getting in the Gyarados mode?
Because that's the best motivator, bruh.
But think about ain't shit people when you piss them off. All they can do is say, fuck you, man. Or they'll be like, for example, that one dude who used to come around a lot. Well, we won't mention his names, but you hate him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it's like you piss him off, and all you get him to do is just say, fuck you, man.
Well, I really don't like him because I put money into his business. Like, I was like, bro, I'm going to help you succeed. And then he fucked me. He bent me over and fucked me.
Hold on, we're just going to glance past it. You just had sleep apnea while you were awake?
Oh, yeah, you saw.
I was trying to breathe and talk at the same time.
Where's your CPAP?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah, shit. No, there's certain people, it's like they're mentally incapable of getting anything fucking done, and that shit just, it bothers me. Like when I see people on the side of the road asking for money, it's like you can stand up, you're on two feet, you did enough to write that sign, so I feel like you could go get a job somewhere. That's why I'm not giving you any money.
But what if you have a shaved head and head tattoos?
It doesn't fucking matter, bro. It doesn't matter nowadays.
They can
like,
work
you can
at
have,
fulfillment centers, bro.
Yeah, yeah. People don't have to see you. Amazon has a job for anyone.
Bro, when I worked at Amazon, I literally worked with every type of human. Rapper, hood entrepreneur, a drug dealer, a recovering addict, and an old lady who literally was at a corporate job and has to manage a bunch of shitheads in a warehouse.
So there's no reason nowadays why you shouldn't have a job, even if, unless you're just like really fucking mentally impaired and you just can't handle like being around people. But even then, I feel like there's a job for you. Maybe not now because of everything going on, but there's no reason not to like get up and do something.
Preach, Tune. Preach.
They got so that's why Down I get syndrome mad. At McDonald's.
Bro, you could be a greeter at Walmart, bro.
Don't say much. Hi.
That's all you got to do is say hello and guide them to the fucking produce. Like, it doesn't take a lot.
Yo, shout out to the homies with the extra chromie. You know what I'm saying?
I feel it. I used to buy the Gatorades by the class in high school to support their trips when they would go out, and they look so happy.
That's so great. Yeah. My favorite
high school. God damn. I dropped out of high school twice and still ended up going to college. Like, there are no fucking excuses.
He did.
I dropped out of 10 schools in my life. 10.
Yeah, I didn't go to not even a community college. I was at a university. All right, we went to Idaho State.
I can attest to this.
I was still up there. So there's no fucking reason why anyone can't do anything. I don't want to hear none of that bullshit. Like, if you give me an excuse, I'm just going to be like, there's always a fucking solution.
There's like, where's anything. Josh? I was like, I don't know. I went by the house. This man is inside playing WoW eating pizza.
Yeah. <Well,
laughs> which expansion of WoW? Would you like to extrapolate bro,
there
on
was,
this?
There was a time in my life where your boy was just playing fucking video games. Like, I was lost.
You just I didn't lost know what in the fuck sauce yeah. amidst the Pandaria. I didn't know what just to do. Like trying to get the sick fucking tiger mounts or what?
Yeah. And then one day I just was like, you know what? Fuck this.
The
I
celestial took my ass over tiger the fucking... you bought for $600 online?
Yeah. I think this was like when I was like 17, 18. And then I took my ass over to fucking SMC, got my shit together, ended up going to fucking Idaho State. That shit was tight as fuck. I'm not gonna lie. I loved college.
How'd you get into Idaho State?
I got in on a rugby scholarship. I know, random as shit. I used to play a lot of sports before I got fat. I was an athlete. I'm still a fucking athlete. You know what?
I'll beat you in a foot race, though.
You probably fucking will, bro. You probably will. I'm not going to fucking...
Randy's 2-0. He beat me in a race. I raced my Prius against his Subaru, and I lost.
But as a kid, like, any of my, like, friends that I grew up, I was the fastest one as a kid. Like, Mikey would tell you, Nick. Like, shout out to all the Valley homies. Like, they'll let you know I was a baller. I was out here. And then I got fat because I like pizza more than sports.
Pizza is more important than sports.
I can attest to that.
If there was a way I could get buff and eat pizza.
You can.
How?
Just listen to Big Dad.
Who's that?
The biggest what man in doing? The room.
If you don't put your goddamn mic next to your motherfucking mouth.
Sorry.
Randy. Not that close.
Okay, my bad.
Okay, so it has to be like this. So when you do it to the side like that, it can't hear you.
I just took a shit in a box, yeah. Told a fuck, 10 fuck cops.
God damn it.
Quit touching your phone.
Yeah, it didn't even
quit
vibrate
touching your phone.
It's a what's habit.
What's the excuse?
It's a habit.
I know what you mean. Like, I try to not touch my
phone.
We'll
get that out the way of the flipper.
I used to, like, where I used to work up in the desert, we couldn't have our phone. So that was, like, the worst thing ever. We had one clock that you couldn't see. And it was just like, what time is it? What time is it?
They're pumping fresh oxygen in there, too, so, like, everything's taking way longer because your mind's just, like, fully active.
I had to read a newspaper while I took a dump.
Where?
When I was working up in the high desert.
Oh, you didn't have to read the newspaper.
I didn't have
my phone. The newspaper is kind of interesting. I'm not going to lie. There's a bunch of, like, random articles about nothing.
I just read the funnies.
Yeah, that you wouldn't find, like, on
I'm trying to read Hagar the Horrible, Garfield.
I like reading past the We Will Miss You. Like, when they give, like, a life
all the obituaries.
The obituaries, yeah.
I read something about some old lady that lived in, like, the Antelope Valley that worked at a hospital all her life and raised a bunch of foster kids, and she just died. It was sad. But
old bitch in the obituaries. Ha-ha.
You can't call old ladies old bitches.
Well, damn, what's up with that word? There it goes. It's popping up again.
Old bitches?
Old bitches.
Old bitches.
New bitches.
Ragged out, raggedy and.
Smelly bitches.
Musty bitches. You ever looked at a picture
crusty
of
crusty bitches. That's what you're about to say.
Dusty bitches.
Rusty bitches.
Is this a new trend where girls just smoke weed all day and don't do anything, and you expect them to, like, feel sorry for them because they say they have issues, but they don't?
I think it's not that it's, like, just girls. Like, if you think about it, when we were growing up, or, like, once we got out of high school, there was a lot of people that were just smoking weed, not doing much. So it's just that we're older now, and we're kind of, like, on the internet with younger people, and we see what they do. But it's like, oh, like, I knew people that did exactly the same thing. So they'll either grow out of it or they'll go to jail or something. You know?
Well, my mom's been doing this since the 70s. The only thing she didn't do was take selfies of her fucking singing in a clapped out ass Beamer that her dad bought, fucking singing Ray J or some shit. Not even singing it, just mouthing the words with a blunt to the... fuck you, bitches. I hate you.
What's the age where you just stop becoming a musty girl?
Never.
Who smokes reefer.
I don't think, I feel like every there's a point in everyone's life where they just like wake up one day, hopefully, and they're just like, I want to make something of myself and I'll just do something. Yeah. Because if you don't, then you're just going to be one of them. It's not even girls. Let's not just say that it's girls. Oh, it's everybody.
I know tons of motherfucking dudes that don't do nothing. And they hit me up on, yo, bro, hey.
Hey, you trying to play Call of Duty? My baby bro, mama just got me Call of Duty.
I just got a car, bro. You think you could give me some shit for it, bro? You don't even work. I know, bro, but you got the plugs. You're that guy. You can help me, right? Like, no.
Yeah, people, ever since I've taken over, like, the Booty Hustler account, like, I'm on it. Gary is still on it also, but, like, I see everything on there now, and there are definitely a lot of people that just ask for shit for no fucking reason. I'm not saying that you guys can ask because we like to give stuff away, but it's just, like,
like there ain't no buildup. Yeah, there's no buildup.
Like just like a DM, like, hey, can I get this? Like, can I get that? And I'm just like, bro, like, who are you? Like, have you supported us? Like, you want me to support you, but have you ever supported us?
And they don't even start the conversation with a, hey, what's up?
Yeah, no, nah, it's just hey, like, can I get this?
And I'm hey, like, no, I like what you do. It's dope. Can I get a shirt? Like, for what? Like, what? Can, or they'll be like, all of my friends who own a company always get the, hey, are you sponsoring? Well, if I sponsor you, yeah. what
kids, service do you provide yeah, us?
Like, there's it's a give and exchange. So, like, I'm sponsored, but in return, I got to go meet with people in real life. I got to go to events, and I got to hold some type of technical knowledge to provide. So when I get shit, I know what I don't sound stupid. So when if I give you a Booty Hustler shirt as a kid, dope, I got a shirt, but what does it do for me?
Yeah, like when we give away shirts, like we're literally giving you money out of our pockets. Like we pay, none of this shit is free. I think that's what people don't understand. Like this shit is not free. Like we probably put like $10,000 into like Booty Hustler so far, and that's not anyone else's money but ours. So when we're just giving away shit for free, like we're literally just giving you our money. Like, and why do you deserve that? Unless we're doing a giveaway. Because, like I said, we've given away a lot of shit because we like giving shit away. Like we've
given away a whole ass car.
Yeah, like we love giving
with
shit away.
With a one of a kind but it's steering like, wheel. Shout out to NRG, my boys.
Yeah, but it's like, don't ask us for shit. Like, that shit is so annoying.
And if you do, and what you should do, like, if you come with a proposal. If you guys, like, if you honestly listen to this, if you came with, like, a PowerPoint and came with me, like, hey, and you email me a PowerPoint, then it's like, okay, you made effort into yeah. doing this. You made slides, a little quick, like
something. Yeah, like I've had people like, cool, send me a proposal for why you want us to sponsor you, and it's just like a paragraph and a fucked up looking video. I'm like, bro, why? Like, why?
Speaking
would
Speaking from experience, though, they're racist against Samsung and Android users. Don't send that through Samsung or Android, or they'll bully you.
Yeah, don't send that shit either, bro. You send me a fucking video on a fucking Samsung, I'm deleting that shit.
Randy, I'll explain it to you. A lot of my sponsors use iPhones. So when they're like, hey, can you send us a clip real quick? If you have an Android and you send a clip and it's looking like Crash Bandicoot 1, they're going to look at you like you're like
that's only because of the compression
like
rate,
the dinosaur,
though.
Bro.
Nah, fuck you guys.
Randy, I'm sorry.
That's only because it doesn't go to the compatible compression, and then your bullshit fucks everything up.
Randy, I'm
master
sorry.
Race.
That shit look
come.
Like fucking Solitaire on a Game Boy, bro.
And you look like pinball on a fucking Windows 95.
Randy,
you better leave my ass
Randy,
alone,
Randy,
Minesweeper.
Don't come at my boy because you ain't right. Randy, we're going to get you an iPhone soon.
Yeah, we gonna upgrade like, your whole shits.
Like when I hear people say, "Oh, I like Android because it does so much more than iPhone," and I'm like, "What do you do besides send dick pictures and like shit on Instagram?"
No, but it does have that feature where he was like turning the TVs off when we went to go have pizza. That shit was.
I turned off a whole pizza joint. Their menus and everything using my fucking Galaxy S6.
You can't turn on a whole quality update to send us great pictures.
Damn.
I just took a shit in a box.
It's okay.
That's
man.
What it looks like when you send us fucking videos.
What's this, Josh? That's shit fair. In a box.
That's exactly what it looks like. Hey, so like, but speaking of like giving away shit, this car thing is like, I feel like it's kind of a big deal. Like people,
I've already made 5 Instagram accounts and followed all the rules.
Randy, you can't win the car.
I'm gonna come up with a blonde wig and just like,
Randy, we're gonna know it's you.
Like I've seen kids like in our DMs, and this is the shit that I appreciate, where they're just like, no one has given away a car like no strings attached. Like everyone I've seen, you need a $5 raffle ticket. You got to buy a shirt. You have to
a stick. So it's one of those things. Like I felt like somebody blessed us. So what if we made money off of people? I feel like that's greedy. It'd be different if it was like one of my personal cars, but this is a car that literally runs and sound like good.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see, even if heaven forbid, like some rich dude wins it, and if they do, at least they'll win it and maybe give it to somebody and just pass it on. But not like heaven forbid, that sounds bad. But it's like one of those things, like
just want it to go to a good home. Someone who's gonna appreciate it.
People been hitting me up too, like, hey man, I got one story was like, hey man, I've fallen on rough times. I work at a factory, and I got a DUI a couple years ago. I don't have a driver's license, but it sucks to get to work right now. I would really appreciate a car. And I was like, if you left that DUI,
I was like, bro, like the DUI, nah, I can't feel bad about that shit because you put people at risk.
I can't do DUIs. If you was like, maybe your driver's license was suspended because you couldn't afford to pay a ticket. All right, cool. I still can't give you the car, but the fact that you work a bunch of hours far away and you haven't had a driver's license for X amount of years. I've had 10 cars in the last year. And there's people who can't get one car in a year.
Wait, what?
So,
Gary's just humbly bragging right now.
No.
How have you had 10 cars? Where are the 10 cars?
Last year?
Yeah.
So, okay, right as we stand right now, I have the 33, the 34, had the BMW, the Suburban, and the Prius.
No, you didn't have the BMW, brother. BMW was booty hustlers.
But what I'm saying, it's a car I've had in my possession.
Okay.
So if you exclude that, that's 5.
Okay.
Not including the R34, the other R34 I've had.
The white one,
yeah.
Yeah, that's 6 cars.
Oh, all right, yeah, 6 cars.
Yeah, but if you round up 6 above 5, that's 10.
But the point is, I've had 6 cars in the last year.
Okay.
But there's people who've had 5 years that have 0 cars.
But there was also the 5 years before you had these cars where you had 1 car.
Okay, so if we go 5 years back, I had the R32, the Subaru, and then another broken Subaru.
Yeah, but there was also years where you haven't had cars either. What
I'm saying is you've had 5 years to get 1 car. The longest I've gone without a car is 3 months.
And I think also what he's saying too is like you already got a job. Like you could have already been working the scenes. Like you got a DUI, but you could have pulled yourself out of that situation to get a car.
That's definitely a choice. Like I see what you're saying, but in the same sense, like let's say an 18-year-old kid, they could have a job and they haven't had a car, you know.
But they're 18, they're under somebody's responsibility.
But he's not hitting me with an excuse why he doesn't have a car.
No, yeah.
That's
yeah.
age at that point.
Yeah.
Nah, he's probably a grown-ass 40-year-old man.
If you get a DUI and you are above 21, so I'm guessing, because if you get a DUI, then you get a DUI and driving under age, too. Because it adds up. Because nowhere in America can you drive under 21 under the influence, can you?
No, not at all. No. You can't even have a drop of alcohol in your blood unless you're 21.
Yeah, so I think what you're saying is that hopefully, like if anyone did win this car, I would hope it would be like some kid. It's like his first car, so he could just beat the fuck out of
it. Yeah, that's what I would really just want that. If that kid like, yo, I just crashed this car trying to learn how to drift. Like, all right, I fuck or just crashed, just driving. I hit a deer, something.
Yeah, no, I hit a deer. You know, we were racing in Turnball, and I fucking hit a deer.
He hit a fucking deer, Randy.
And it was funny because we went to my dad's house afterwards, and he's just like, you hit a deer? I was like, yeah. He was like, I need y'all to tell me the truth right now. Did you run over a Mexican? And I was like, what? I was like, what the fuck? Like, why a Mexican? And he's like, well, because I don't even want to get into that. But he was like, yeah, because it might have been an illegal, so you might have just left him there.
We should just have your dad
as a
guest. What
the fuck? I was like,
I would love.
we're just going to leave humans on the side of the road no matter what they are. We're just going to leave them there. He's like, well. And then he thought about it, too. He's like, yeah, maybe not a Mexican, but did you hit anyone? I was like, nah, like, it was a deer. I didn't want to tell him we were racing. Like,
he was racing then, deer.
Fucking around. Who was it? Me, you, Eddie, and...
That was it.
Just it was me. Only us three? I was trying to keep up with him, right?
It was probably somebody else
stupid. But
you met Eddie, that the Japanese cat that was talking to me when I got to the track that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
that's him.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah.
What? No, they were cool.
Yeah, he was cool at the time. So he tried to play us too.
Eddie didn't try to play you.
No, what did he say about the clothes and shit?
Oh boy, you done blew his shit up, right?
No. That's not him. That wasn't him.
I was gonna say that guy was really cool. I mean, no disrespect to that guy. That guy was tight. Was cool.
Somebody listen. Cool. If you come at us with some lame ass,
don't come at us sideways. Because me and Gary is the most shit talking of people on earth. So if you say some stupid shit to us, like, we're literally gonna call you out, and I don't give a fuck. I have no filter.
You can't call HR. Randy don't have no HR.
Filter. Yeah, we don't have a filter. That's how we grew up in LA. So don't say no stupid shit to us. I will hurt your feelings.
Or I'll just hurt you.
Randy, we can't physically hurt
you. No, I know, and that's obviously just a joke.
I remember, I want to live in your head when I talk shit. That way, like, I'm living there rent-free. Like,
right?
Fuck,
right? You just get a little spot in that cul-de-sac, right in that little cerebral cortex.
Three days later, I want you to, like, think about that shit. Like, damn, why he say that shit to me? Like,
that was fucked up.
Yeah, like, damn, did he have to take it that far?
Why booty hustlers so angry? Because most companies will be professional and not reply, but no. Yeah. We got time. Right now, all the petty. Time.
We petty. There was some dude like
my dad was Richard Petty.
What? Number 43? shut your ass. Your dad's name is Richard Petty?
My dad's name is Randy.
Oh.
Wow.
That's why I'm a junior.
I sent you like a couple days ago, like that dude that was talking shit because we were posting girls in the feed.
Oh, some dude was like, you need to get these clapped out models out of here.
I'm like, bruh. I kind of lost it. I was like, bro, don't talk shit. Like, you get no pussy. You ugly, probably.
It's one of those things, you like, they support us so much, and it was like we didn't reach out to them. They're like, hey, we like you're genuinely our friend and we want to help you grow. Is there anything we can do? And it's like, yeah, you could come help us. We need bodies to fill these clothes.
But who's gonna, the thing is, I don't get, like, why are you hating on females on the internet?
Because,
like,
dude,
with your blocked account with no pictures on it,
right? You fuck, you private ass pussy shit, dude.
Like,
that's
weird to me. I don't fuck with that. Like, and I like to talk shit, but it's like, don't talk shit about people we fuck with. Like, in that way where they can't back it up. Like, don't talk shit to me about it, because I'm going to talk shit to you. I'm going to find you.
I tried to explain this is the internet complex, because there's plenty of people who talk shit about my car to me that tell me, like, you should do this, you should do that, you should do that.
But it's like, it's a car. Like, don't talk shit about, like, people.
It's not that. It's my craft.
Or so, if you do talk shit about us.
That's what I'm saying. Talk shit to me. But when I go to their profile, they ain't got shit. You live in the woods with a barrel with a Power Wheels engine on it, bro. I can't.
Yeah, you out there counting bears every day, nigga. Like, you don't do shit.
I wish I could count a bear, but that's like, what's your job? I'm gonna count bears.
Like, you're not shit.
You're non-essential, bro. Yeah, come at me.
You're not shit. You won't be shit. You'll probably never be shit.
If your job got shut down and you talking shit to me, don't come talk to me.
Yeah, there's too many people actually doing shit, like trying to get shit done, for you to be talking shit on the internet when you're not about shit. Like, I don't fuck with that at all.
Start a podcast, retaliate, we're waiting.
Right? Anybody who...
Come at us. Shots fired.
Whoa, right now.
We out here. We got targets on our back.
Do we have a Twitter?
Yeah, but I don't really Twitter.
At Twitter. What? My phone literally tells me you're on Twitter.
Oh, no. Yeah, oh. I don't Twitter, though. I read all the articles because it's just fucking hilarious.
I like Twitter. It's a place where you can get...
It's unfiltered.
There's no pictures.
Yeah, there's no filter on Twitter. I love it.
So I don't be tweeting nothing.
I just send Randy all the DMs of stuff like I get from DM. Like, there's this account now where you can see solicited pictures.
So you watching porno on
Instagram? It's not that. Randy, how can I explain it?
Just don't worry about
it. It's titty pictures on Instagram and they ain't blocked yet. So I send them to Randy so we can both agree if they nice or not.
Wait, so it's just a whole... Oh, it's not like they're DMing me.
No, they're just...
No, they're just out.
They're just there.
Yeah. They're there till the squares come through and delete the pair.
Why is Instagram so against titties?
It's
free the nipple. God damn it.
Yeah, free the nipple.
Because Twitter doesn't give a fuck at all.
That's about anything. That's the most awkwardest real life thing you can do. Like, when you see a girl, white shirt, you know you can see through it. And it's like, I'm trying to focus on your eyes. And it's like, you got nipple piercings. And it's like, look up here, sir. My body's not an object. And I'm like...
But it's like you.
But there's an object on your body.
You wearing that t-shirt and you're a beautiful girl, and I'm just staring at your titties.
It's like when I wear gray sweatpants and I walk through Target and all the old ladies look at me funny.
Yeah, because the meat's just swinging.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
free basin. I mean, free ball.
Free basin?
What were we talking about before?
That was my dad's rap name, we
went from people talking shit to us on Instagram.
We were talking
Instagram.
About the car.
We were defending that girl. Yeah, don't talk shit about our models, because they'll beat you up.
Yeah, we'll catch them. We got guns, all right? I don't give a fuck.
Josh, nobody needs to know that.
We don't have guns. I got
weapons.
I got biceps
and
mass destruction.
I got a Super Soaker SPF 1500. What you mean?
Yeah, and I got an issue. I got an anger problem.
That's why, you know, when summer comes, we just... Randy, we're going to the water park in the summer.
Fuck yeah, we are. We're going to San Dimas.
That's the San Dimas by you?
Yeah, San Dimas, Raging Waters.
Is it still open?
Yeah. I got violently sick there off of a blue-dipped caramel apple with a bunch of shark gummies on
it. Blue-dipped? What flavor was that?
Blue raspberry. These little blue gummy sharks.
Did you get violently sick at the park or after you
had at the park. So I went there, right? And I'd been saving up my money because I've been seeing all these artisanal like candy apples and shit. And I seen the shark and I was like, I'm a shark. I'm a dark shark. Like, I'm going to get this shark.
How much was this apple?
It was like $18.
Jesus Christ.
It was a lot. It was enough to wear.
It's an amusement park. Yeah. So yeah.
It was enough because I was young enough. I went, fuck, I actually have to save for this. So I saved 2 weeks of allowance for it and worked my ass off just so I could go with my boy. Because his mom was nice enough and bought us season passes because it was summer and she was kind of like my mom for the summer. So she like, bought me a season pass.
I don't
pass.
Want y'all here.
Yeah. And I was a bad kid too. I lit her garage on fire.
Her garage? Yeah. I thought this was your mom.
No, this was my friend's mom who was basically like a mom. So, like, for the summer, because I wasn't doing anything, I'd be at their house just tormenting these people. Like, I've killed chickens. A lot of fucking bad things have happened to this lady because of me. We used to be in public, and I used to scream, like, that I had weed on me at people for no reason. I'm 12.
I feel like everyone had that, like, that house during the summer. I feel like our Aunt Pammy's house, when I was growing up, like...
Shout out to Aunt Pammy.
All of us would be over there just terrorizing.
Oh, like, just hooligan outside. Shit. Just running amok.
I remember, like, one summer she had to pick us up from, like, camp. It was, like, an overnight camp early because I, like, got in a fight and broke a window.
Isn't that where you, like... kiss some girl or something? We talked about it on last episode. You spent the night at like a girls' camp or some shit.
That was a different camp. There was like different weeks that have different
that was Elastic agendas. Waste and Woodland Place.
Yeah, I think this was the archery. This was the archery one where we all got kicked out and like she was pregnant. So she had to come pick our badasses up. Well, actually, my badass up because I couldn't act right at camp. And I forgot where. I think my mom was like out of the country.
Oh, that's tight.
So, like, shout out to Aunt Pammy for dealing with all the bullshit that she had to deal with. Like,
thank you, Aunt Pammy.
That's like my second mother.
She got a nice pool.
Oh, so yeah. Anyways, back to the caramel apple story. So I save up all this fucking money, right? And we've been there maybe 20 minutes. We ride one little fucking little water slide and go, okay, my time has come. My time is now. You can't see me. My time is now.
Okay, John Cena.
Yep, it's the franchise. When I'm shining now. Sorry.
That $18 so, got you feeling right.
So I went out and I was like, all right, I'm going to go get this caramel apple. So I went, I buy the caramel apple and I eat it. Scrum diddly umptious. This thing was great. And then we went on one more ride. Next thing I know, I'm pale as fuck. I done shat myself in a lazy river and then started getting the shakes, right? I get cold as fuck, and I turn to my boy Daniel. I'm like, Daniel, I'm so cold. We need to go home. And he goes, I'm not calling my mom. She just left. I was like, Daniel, I'm cold. Daniel, I'm so cold. I see the light.
This is the day we learned how to take the bus.
Yeah. Daniel done fucking sat my ass down. His big brother was there, Willie. Shout out to Willie. He said, here, sit on this chair. And then he goes, sit your ass there till we're done. I sat there puking on myself and just shivering for the whole time. And I was like, you know what? They're right. I can't ruin this for them. We only get to come once a week. So I sat there just shivering
only
my little Randy Orton.
Once a week.
Hey, that whole week in summer, bro, it was like 120 in Norco. I was just sitting there like, fuck that. So I sat there. I took one on the chin. I was throwing up and shitting on myself the whole time. It was bad. And then her mom picked us up and I'm all fucking cold and shivering. She's like, oh my God. God, what's wrong with you? I was like, I'm sick. I'm so sick.
I've been dying for the last 2 hours.
I was like, I've shit myself 3 times today. She's like, ugh, what the fuck? Get out of my car. I was like, I'm naked in my towel right now. I took my shorts off and threw them away when we got out.
Wait, why didn't you just go jump in like the wave pool or something and wash yourself off?
They because got that's how you there. Draw fucking attention. I took a shit in the lazy river already. This was not, like, these were not good times. These were bad times, Josh.
You know how many times I've had my mouth open in a lazy river?
Why?
Because it's just like, I'd be like,
you do God. The Donald Duck thing where you be watching the Disney cartoons, they backstroke and they spit the shit out their I'm mouth like a whale. That,
but I just be sitting down, and sometimes you just fall up.
I remember we can't.
Oh, what? You took the lazy river for real. Like, you.
See, I was lazy.
Dude, when I was a kid, I was a prevert. I would wear goggles and I'd just be booty hunting. Like,
I was just one of those dudes. Just
yeah,
chill.
No.
Dude, I was like an 11 to 12 year old rapist. Like, I was looking at not actual rapist, you're but I was pervert. I was a straight up pervert. I was just you're looking at butts. Tom. Yeah.
A peeping Thomas.
There's a peeping fucking rain.
Yeah, no, don't ever drink that water.
I'm not drinking it. It got in my mouth.
I mean, even if it gets in your mouth, I think the one time that I went like with my summer camp and like some water actually got in my mouth, I just immediately threw up. Like, that water shouldn't be in any orifice.
That's crazy because you are an aquatic animal.
This man is so easy to throw up. We passed by that buffet because like old boy lives around the corner from it.
And you remember that?
Yeah. We went to SEMA. And my thing was like, yo, I got to hit a buffet. I got to hit a buffet. It's 9:30. We go to this Chinese buffet. This man tears it up. And then he's like, oh, dog, I'm not feeling so good. You got to stop. We haven't even left the parking lot.
We got to stop.
I was like, bro, what? And my girl's like, are you okay? and I know he's throwing up because, you know, like, it sounds like somebody's pouring water from a 10-foot window. Yeah. And it's like, splash, splash, splash. And he's like, dog, fuck this place. So I'm like, you know what? They gave us shitty service. I called the credit card company. And I told them somebody went to.
I left a Yelp review like right after I was throwing up. I took a picture of that bitch and left it on Yelp. I don't know if they're still there.
You talking about the throw up?
Yeah, yeah. That's I took a picture up. Of it. I was like, look what happened. Look what happened. That's don't all fucking
look,
eat here.
Look what it did.
Yeah, don't fucking eat here. It's fucking trash.
This year when we go to SEMA, we planning this out right because our food experiences were kind of fucked up each time. I went to McDonald's. Hey, bro,
are you about to tell us?
I don't, Randy, I don't get angry very often.
This nigga gets angry about McDonald's all the time.
It's the fact that I asked for simple things. I asked for 40 chicken nuggets with Big Mac sauce, 2 large fries, and 2 large Sprite remixes.
Our order
and
was
a hash brown.
Was it more than that?
It was like, because it was 3 of us. I think it was like 2. It was.
I know I got
whatever the mix and match shit was.
Okay.
The $5 shit.
So whatever it was, I ordered 40 chicken nuggets. They only gave me 20. And I'm leaving, and my girl's like, where are you going?
And they missed the Big Mac and fries and something else.
See, now, that's a big no. If it was just the nuggets, that's a passable offense. But you missed the sauce and the fries, fuck your life.
There's one constant in this. That there's one person that's supposed to be looking at the bag.
Hey, can you look into the bag, please? She's like, yeah, I think everything's here. Cool. I'm going based off.
Wait, and who is this?
My girl.
Okay.
I'm going based off of what you say. If you say everything's good, then no. And then, like, I'm sitting at the table laying out food. Josh is getting his food. And I notice there's a big... ding, ding. You're like, well, where the fuck's my food? And I said, fuck. She's like, what's wrong? And I was like,
my man starts flipping the fuck out. He starts tossing tables. I'm like, Gary, calm down, bro. He's like, no, fuck that. Fuck this. I want my fries. Where's my fucking burger? They didn't give me my Big Mac sauce. He starts flipping out. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I'm sitting there eating my Big Mac like, this nigga is losing.
And she's like, Gary, calm down. It's not that serious. And I told her, you don't fucking understand. It's the principle. I paid for all this shit, and I want all this shit. She said, Gary, it's just money. And I was like, you got to think about all the other people who say, it's just money. This is my food. I'm hungry. We've been walking around all fucking day looking at all these half-done cars. I just want 20 nuggets with my 20 nuggets that I already ordered. I leave. She's like crying, like, Gary, stop being so angry.
Stop. Put down the knife. I'm like, Gary, no.
That didn't happen. But I drive and she comes back. She's like, you really went back. I was like, this is $10 worth of food. Yeah, I've got $10.
Yeah, I'm going to go back.
But no. There's a second time this happened. So we're coming to the shop. A couple
is this a hash brown story?
Yeah, this is the hash brown. When I got here. Oh,
we hashing out the hash browns.
This is exactly what happened.
I got here. I was like, where's Gary at?
Where's Damn, Gary? It's crazy how he's telling the story right now.
No, just go ahead.
this is what happened. We go to McDonald's down the street. They've got three windows. They've got one window to pick up to pay. And then the second window, she's like, this isn't the window you go to. And I was like, why is there another window here? And she's like, well, there's two windows for people I guess they have those two things.
That complicated motherfucking shit.
So I was like, okay, cool. So because I got breakfast for Matt, Gilbert, and myself.
So shout out to Matt Gilbert.
No, himself.
Sim Poppy was.
He wasn't here yet. He was coming. Juan.
Shout out to our slave.
Shut the fuck up, Josh. Juan, if you're listening to this, you're not the slave. You know how Josh is.
MR2, Juan?
No, that's Jose. Stop getting Mexican names mixed up.
No, Juan's cool. He just wears really weird shirts all the time.
Which one's Juan?
You haven't met him yet.
Okay.
He's going to show up.
Shout out Juan. I haven't met you yet.
No. Oh. He's not allowed because of the quarantine.
No.
Only having essential people.
Of course.
Shut up. There's like 50 people down there.
There's three
people There's down Yeah, there. Don't be start, spreading don't false information. What are you fucking saying, Snopes?
I ask her, yo, can you please check the bag? Because this is literally a month after SEMA.
Check this phone.
Check this bag. Please check your bag. Somebody text me. I'm not looking randomly like you. Nah. I said, please check the bag. She's like, everything's here. She pulls out her hash brown and starts eating it. So I'm like, okay, if she's eating her hash brown, mine's just surely guaranteed to be in the bag because they just ordered sandwiches. I park my car and I sit there, right? And I'm like, can you hand me my food? She's like, she does this thing. She pulls the stuff out the bag. She's like,
she gives you the slight eye.
And I'm like, what's wrong? She's like, don't be mad. I'm like, what happened? She's like, they don't have your hash brown. And I just I blacked out. I just was not having it. I was just not having it at all.
I heard you did a lap. I walked about 3 miles.
I walked around the block. I had to cool myself down because they didn't bring my hash brown. Like, how can I put this? I don't have a lot of joys in life, but the things I really do enjoy
is McDonald's.
Is my food. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, 100%. No, I vibe that so hard.
It's like I've got my cars, I've got my friends, my family. Every day I wake up, I'm blessed to be alive. But to maintain my lifestyle, I need nourishment. And McDonald's just forgot my hash brown.
I just wish that I was here to see how bad it was, because when I showed up, I don't know if it was or if it was Matt, but someone was like, Gary flipped out again over the hash browns or over McDonald's. I was like, what?
Because I start punching a concrete wall. Like, that's what I remember. I had a large sweet tea. I threw that motherfucker.
And the whole thing was, I think when I got here, they told me, and then, you know, me being me, I just started talking shit to him, and he looks at like, you fucking told him? Why did you tell him?
She's like, I didn't think it was a big deal. And what she doesn't realize is Josh holds on to everything. So if you ever hear him bring up anything about a Camaro, anything, he'll bring it up.
And bro, that's what the brotherhood is about, you know, to be able to piss you off at any moment.
Any moment.
At any time.
When he sees a Camaro, hey, that's him. I'm like, fuck, fuck him. Fuck him. That's a story for another day. Why I dislike Camaros, but
hey, when you know all the secrets, bro, it's just
it was a white Camaro, huh?
I don't even know the color.
I don't even know it was a Camaro or not.
All I remember is that
someone's car got washed.
Do I have to tell this story now?
No, let's save it.
Can you tell the whole story? Like, even the Prius part? Because that shit was fucking hilarious.
The Prius with my Skyline?
Yeah. Can you tell the whole...
So from start to beginning, kids, I was in a long-term relationship. What? Don't do that! The fuck? Randy, get your fucking...
These are bricks.
Okay, all right. So, I was in a long-term relationship for the course of 10 years, from me being 18 to like 20, well, 19, 20 to 29, 30.
We couldn't really hang out with Gary around this time.
So this is these aren't the dark times, but this is what I thought I was in love. Turn around, when my grandmother passed away, it was a dark time. And the girl I was with at the time, a month later after that, she's like, hey, I don't really know where I'm going with my life. I don't know what you're doing with your life. I think we need some space. And I'm like, but I just kind of gave you a promise ring. Whoop-de-whoop-whoop.
And shout out to K's.
That yeah, the first both times it was K's.
Every kiss begins with K.
And then the next thing I know, like I'm chilling in a house. I'm chilling in the house. My roommate Brent is like, "AG." He don't even sound like But when shit was it gets exciting, he's like, "AG, nigga, come here." I'm like, "What happened?" He's like, "Hey, who's this nigga with your bitch?" And I was like, "What?" He was like, "Who's this? Yeah, who's this nigga with your bitch? This ain't true." And I'm like,
"Wait, what,
bro? This is what happened." So I'm chilling.
It happened all the way back then.
All the way back then. Right.
Also, she's been with him twice.
Ooh, this is why I didn't angry.
Know about that. Part.
So the first, because I told, because what happens? He's like, "Who's this nigga with your bitch?" I was like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "Look," and they're like, "Halloween Horror Nights." We were supposed to
not Horror Nights. You know, he got the cakes that night,
bro. Those
tickets are $150 each.
I was like, "I'm supposed to go to Horror Nights." He's like, "This nigga don't look like you ain't." And I'm like, "Brenton, what do you mean?" Like in my head, I'm in like disbelief. I'm like, "Bro, no. And I'm like, "Yo,
were y'all still together at this point?"
We were on her break.
You were on a sabbatical.
And at the time I'm like, "Yo, what the deal?" And then I'm like texting her, no reply. She's like, "Oh, sorry, I was busy." I was like, "I thought we was going to Horror Night." She's like, "Yeah, I didn't think you had money to go, so I went with one of my friends." And I was like,
"Damn!" So she was pocket watching too. Ooh.
So I was like, "Damn!" Like at this time, like I'm just like fucking super down. Like I don't have, like my grandma died, then I got left. So in between that time, I ended up signing up for school, right? So I was like, "Fuck!" Like I'm gonna go to school and do shit. So I'm at school, right? I'm like, I think I told you the day that's why the Apple story meant something to me, because the day Josh started Apple, I started going to school. Like, oh, I signed up for school that week. He got a job. I started school. So this is where it ties in. I go to fucking school, and I'm learning arithmetic again. I could do fractions. After my test, I get a text like, "Hey, how's it going? I know things will be okay. This is just a short stint." Uh-huh. What? what do you mean? And then one day she comes over to talk, and I'm like, "Whoa, your car's so clean." She's like, "I know, my friend washed it." And I was like, "What friend? The friend with the Camaro?" She was like, "Yeah, the friend."
And the funny thing about this is, for whatever reason, Gary just got so upset at that. So whenever I see a Camaro, I'm like, "Damn, that's a clean ass Camaro. Look like it just got washed, right?"
That's exactly what he does. And so like it took many of years to get over this Camaro saga. And then Randy, put your goddamn vape away, put your phone away, put it on silent, because every time it ring, it sound like a fucking update to Tomb Raider.
Sound like a sidekick. The you're original sidekick. One
you're an original one.
All right, go ahead.
And then so we get over the Camaro Man saga, and then she's like, "I swear I didn't do anything." I'm like, "Okay, whatever." Each month after the Camaro Man saga, something slips out. Like, "Oh, I spent the night at my friend's house." I knew this, but she spent the night at his house. I'm like, "What?" Because like after she stopped talking to him, he would send mad belligerent emails to her like, "I hope one day that man leaves you and you come crying back to me." And I'm like, "What? If y'all just friends, what kind of friendship is this?"
Yeah, this is a little suspect.
What is this? So a couple years go down, right? And then I leave my sus phone, my Android, the one just like yours, on my bed full of pictures. A girl's titties. And she's like, "What is this?" And I was like, "Cause oh, there's some in between shit that I'd rather not bring up, because
this is when you tried to blame it on me, right?"
I was like, Josh sent me those pictures." And she's like, "Really?" And I'm like, "There's a picture of me taking the picture." of the phone. And I'm like, "Fuck, I can't," like, usually I can lie my ass off, but like this time I was like, "Fuck." I was like, "You know what? It's me. I did it. I did it. You know what? I've been talking to these girls, but I haven't made physical contact with them." She's like, "So what do? Just talk to girls to get titty pictures, and they just send you titty pictures?"
Yeah.
I'm like, "Yeah." Oh, she's like, "What do you do?" I'm like, "All you really got to do is talk to them and like be their friends. And if you can, like, you can overstep that boundary and see where it goes. And then they'll be like, 'Hey, can you send me a picture of you?'" I was like, "I sent you a picture of me. Where are you going to send me?" And it's like, "Oh, shit. You sent me a picture with your cleavage.
What your titties look like?
Hey, what? Why don't you show me more?" And they'll either be like, "No, I don't do that," or they'll be like, "Okay," yeah. And they'll send it. And I would save each one of them in my sus phone, and then do adult activities with the pictures at night.
Yeah,
there. So She found it. And as we're driving, right, she's like, let me see your phone. And we're driving down to 110. She's like, woo, 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 woo. And she's like, rolls down the window and throws my phone out the window.
Brand new iPhone 7. It was red.
I said, why the fuck did you throw my phone out the window? She's like, why don't you ask one of those bitches to buy you a phone? Take me home.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was the worst week of my life.
I think you came to Boogie's, right? We had a powwow. He was like, she threw my phone out the window. We were like, you got a killer. You got a killer. We can go fucking on Craigslist right now and find some wet work. You got a killer.
Boogie sits on the tip of the bed. Nigga, what? She threw your phone out the window? Why'd you? You know what he said? Why'd you let her throw your phone out the window? And I was like, I didn't know. Like, I'm just trying to like let her know, like, I ain't did shit. And so after that over, we
Jordan said something funny too. I just can't remember what he said.
If I was you, I wouldn't have let her throw my phone.
It was not. It was something like very like, what? Like, of course I wouldn't have let that happen.
But then that happens. Many years pass on, and then we get engaged. Whoop de whoop whoop. I get let go from one of my jobs, and I go through depression because it's like I just left a good depression. Job to go to another job that depression. Was my dream job. And then I'm sitting here like, I don't want to do anything. Like, I'm just in a mood. You feel me? And then, can't talk about it. But I go through that. And then next thing you know, towards the end of the year, I get a job at SpaceX. So, boom, I'm at SpaceX.
Satellites.
I'm finally where I want to be. Like, where I work, we do the stage 2 rockets, and I'm the quality engineer somehow. Like, I got a quality engineer job looking at shit on rockets.
Yeah.
It's my first week there. And then at the time, I bought her an iPad for Christmas or some shit.
He bought her iPad. It was a nice gift. Very nice gift.
I got a refurbished iPad from Apple. Shout out to Apple.
Very nice gift.
And I go through the iPad. Like, I'm just chilling, like looking at pictures of us and shit, right? I'm like, oh, this is cute. This is cute. And this is,
On the iPad that was a gift.
Oh, God, I can see it.
Bro, so I'm not hip. Because the new shit, bro, it's a folder called Hidden.
But it ain't hidden, so it doesn't even make sense.
It's not hidden. I tapped the Hidden. Bro, like, my world crashed.
Pandora's fucking box.
Down. I was like, what the fuck is this? What the flying? Like, it's her. I didn't know who the dude was, right? I didn't know who dude was. I see pictures. This nigga's in his drawers cooking for her. There's a picture.
Oh, I remember this day too.
Bro, this is not where it ends. It's a video of him driving, right? He's like, babe, you look very fuckable tonight. She's like, I'm like, what is this?
And then they pass Gary in the priest.
No. So this happens, right? I don't know why I'm divulging this shit to you. It's just to let you know, it can happen to anybody. Yeah. But there's more, but there's at least, I still have these pictures to this day.
My man hit me up because I think she had told you that we didn't do anything. We just went to Palm Springs together, right?
Bro, so this is, I remember this.
And I was like, Gary, he smacked those cheeks every fucking day.
I called three people. I called Josh. I called Pops. I called my boy Jay. And then like Josh was like, she's fucked. I called Jay. He's like, bro, she fucked. I called Pops. And he's on the phone with his wife. He's like, Gary, she tells me from a woman's perspective, I hate to tell you, she probably fucked that man. So I'm like, so she was about to go to New York this next day. And I'm sitting there. She's like, because she comes up to me like, why are you on your phone in the car? And I'm like, I was on the phone and I didn't want to be loud because I was talking to my friend. She's like, you're weird. And I'm like, okay.
And
I was like, because in my head, my boy was like, when she's in New York, hit her with the how's the trip going, and then just dump her on the spot, right? And I was like, I don't know how to do this because it's like we've been together so long, I've been used to being with her. So I'm like, yo, I'm like, she's like, what's wrong? And I, like, when something's bothering me, like, Josh sees it on my face, I can't just like let shit go.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I need you to tell me the truth. Who did you go to Joshua Tree with? And then she's like, what do you mean? I was like, don't play dumb.
Said, bitch, give me the right answer.
Please just be honest with me. That's all I want. Tell me who you went to Joshua Tree with. She's like, I went with my friends. Lies. And I'm like, okay.
Is this your friend?
Let me see your phone.
I was like, no, I took the pictures already. So I was like, is this your friend?
who is this?
And mind you, I can't yell because in her house, I'm respecting her parents.
Of course.
So I'm like, so is this your friend? And she's like, so you went through my stuff? And that was her. And I was like, excuse me? She's like, so you evaded my privacy and you went through my stuff? I was like,
what?
What? No. Like, who is in this? And this? And it just gets deeper. She's like, you know who he is. And I was like, this isn't Camaro Man, is it? She's like, it is.
Wait, so actually, now that I'm thinking about it, do you think that they were fucking around like the whole 10 years?
I don't, bro, ever since, I don't try to think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, you can't think on that. That shit will drive you to the point. It's one of those things because
it would drive me crazy, her trying to talk shit to me, but then turn around at the same time. When I worked at the club with Marina and them at Space 22 doing the bouncing shit, she's like, I don't want you around those girls. They're trying to fuck you. And I'm like, they don't want me. Like, I'm trying to get money.
She was like, I know because I'm fucking.
Like, no. And then it was, and then the shit was like, she was like, bro, I was like, why him? Him of all people, like, you had to bring him back in our life. Why? She was like, he asked me about his son. I was like,
he has a kid?
He has a kid.
Oh.
And I was like, whoa. Well, and I was like, I was like, fuck him and his fucking kid. Yeah. What the
fuck the kid?
And I was like, what the fuck does his kid have to do with, mind you, I'm yelling in my head, but I'm like, what the fuck does him and his, like, I'm yeah. like, I'm
you're
like,
composed yeah, because I'm like, what you're the not trying to flip out.
Does his kid and us have to do with you hanging out? Well, he hit me up about his kid and I was like, okay, cool. That's cool. You keep that at a distance. Once you cross that border to hang out with him. And I was like, bro, because you know why? You know how I knew where they went? The location showed each place they were at. So before I asked her,
shout out to Apple.
I looked at my phone like to correlate dates. The date she was like, oh, I'm at going to Downtown Disney with my friends. The date,
oh yes, she I was.
I was
this.
Like, I was like at a car event. I was like, you know what? I'm doing this shit. I have to do something later. Can I just do everything?
And
now?
She just let him go, which she never did. Like we would be like, hey, we're gonna go fucking. To In-N-Out or something, like, no, Gary has to be here. I need a banana milkshake. Like, what the fuck?
I need a banana milkshake.
So Gary would always flake on us, like, when he was with her. We would be like, hey, we're going to go to, I don't know, the fucking arcade or something. I can't go. He needs money to rubber free.
Damn, that's crazy. You just said that name like that freely.
Right?
Oh, my bad.
We don't, that don't worry. That's her suspect.
Yeah, she
name.
Like, yeah, okay. She like Voldemort.
But the whole book. if your boy is editing this, edit that part out. But if not, well, fuck it. So this is what happened. So it's like, okay, you went these places with him. And she was like, and I'm like breaking it down to her. Like you told me, like you always wanted to go to Downtown Disney. But at the same time, you didn't want to go with me because you had to go with your friend. So I guess he's more important because if the picture of Downtown Disney is him kissing her on the cheek. No, him
so he
kissing
got
her yeah.
cheeks that night
so,
too.
So I'm like, so as she goes to New York, she's like, what do you want me to do? I was like, I don't know. Cancel your trip to New York. Stay with him. And then I was like, I'm done. I leave, right? And I'm like, fuck. Like, I go to work next day. They're like, you good, man? I was just like, man, just some family issues. And then my boss homie's like, man, we all go through it. And in my head, I didn't want to be like, my bitch cheated on me, bro. She cheated because of the day she went to Joshua Tree. This is how I knew it was funny. I think I have the text too. It was Formula Drift, Irwindale, before James Dean came. So that was 2017.
Okay.
And the whole time she's like, hey, made it to Joshua Tree. But she's only texting me at night before she goes to bed. Like maybe like five sentences, like a paragraph. Ooh. I'm like, in my head, I'm not even like, oh, I got the week. I'm free. I can do whatever I want. I hang out with Josh. I hang out with all my homies. And then she comes back from Joshua Tree. And then the whole time somebody was climbing up her tree. But then this is where it evens out. So like this has happened in December. I get laid off from SpaceX end of January. But they gave me a severance thing. But it's like at the time, it's like, fuck, I just lost two dream jobs.
Yeah.
And that was at the beginning of last year. I get laid off. I don't know what to do. And then like eventually, like so my boy spots me money to go to Florida. In between this time, I kind of like talking to the girl I'm with now, just friends and shit. And I told her, like, we just friends and shit. And I was just like, we're just friends. We haven't done anything. Literally just hanging out, going to watch movies with my homie Juan, and then we go eat as a group.
Yeah.
But I'm just chopping it up with her. And then I go to Florida, and before I leave, I was like, I think we should break up. She's like, what? I told her, like, I think we should break up. Like, I'm not feeling this. And I'm like, are you okay? She's like, you just broke up with me before you left to Florida. And I'm like, it happens like that sometimes. I get on the plane, don't think of nothing of it. I'm in Florida. Hanging out with my boy, I get a phone call. You need to come home right now. I'm like, why? She's like, the dog is sick. He needs you. Like, okay, cool, that's my boy, but I can't come. And she's like, well, there's things we need to, because I can, like, I know when the dog's sick. Like, you know when something happens to somebody in your family, you can feel it.
Yeah.
It was very manipulative. Like, bro, you have to add that in. Like, she was very,
she would make this, she would fit the situation to fit the tone. You feel me?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh no, I gotta get home. And I buy, and then she's like, and then it turns from the dog being sick. We're just yelling, like, fucking back and forth, like two football players just yelling plays at each other. And I'm like, fuck you, I'm not leaving. She comes, and so I'm to trip the dude. The dude I'm with, he's like, you know, that sounds like a very toxic relationship. And if you want to continue things, I don't see it going forth your way.
Who are you with?
This is an adult. No, he was younger than me. But
oh,
I,
really?
Yeah, but like I took his advice, though, like in my head. And then the same time, I go to OSW, Orlando Speed World or whatever, it's a track. And I'm talking to one of my homies, and his sister's like, that bitch cheated on you, bro. I'm not going to lie to you, bro. Bitch, the bitch cheated on you. My homie's like, my sister's right. He's like, because I was telling about the girl I'm with now. He's like, the girl you're talking about right now sounds way better than the girl you're with. And he's like, you know what? He's like, sometimes you build a car for so long that the car doesn't end up turning out the way you want, and then you get a better project car. He was comparing the cars to me in the logic sense. I was like, that makes a lot of sense. He's like, it's better to dump what you have now, even though you've had it for a long time, and get something new that the chassis may be better.
I'm glad it took that long, because we have been telling him, like, hey, fuck her for 5 years. Like, what the fuck? Why do you even bring her around? We don't like her. She's not a good person.
But the point of the story is, so I get back, and then we I'm talking to her. I'm like, I can't do this. I think we need a break, right? Yeah. I need a break. And then we go on to, like, a date or something, right? Me and my new girl, we go on a date. I go to the arcade and we're playing game. We're actually playing games and having fun. It's more or less like, it's not, there's no like, how long are we here for? Why are we here? You know, I don't even like games. We play the WWF game. She choose X-Pac. She don't know how to play games, but she hit me with the Bronco Buster and I'm Stone Cold. And I fuck with that right off. You hit me with the Bronco. I don't even know how to play this game, but you, I'm like, what are you? I'm just pressing buttons. And I was like, would you like to go back to my place and watch Initial D? And she's like, I would love to come watch Initial D. God. Just know that the Initial D wasn't the only D that night. But we end up getting together and shit. And then by the time I only come to see her to come walk the dogs, some whoop de whoop whoop, and then we hang out here and there. But then she comes to my house one night, right? So like, I mind you, she has come to my house since, this is like April. This is like last time, this time last year. She comes over to my house. And then she's like, who is this? Oh, I was like, that's my friend. Have you had sex with her? And I'm like, yes. And then she's like, you know what? How could you do this? We've been there so long. Whoop de whoop whoop. And I'm like, you literally like cheated on me with Camaro Man. What's the difference? Like, she's like, it's not even like that. You told me you weren't talking to anybody. I was like, it doesn't matter. We're on a break.
She actually showed up to the location with rocks in her backpack.
Bro, she calls her and she's like, this is Gary's ex-fiance or whatever you want to have it. And did you know about me? She was like, he told me about you, but like, I didn't see it as anything. He said you guys were on a break. And she's like, that's not the point. And then she flips out and she like hangs
flips out. I think I was asleep in the room.
She takes, if you've ever been in my room, I have a collection of stuff. She takes the collection of, it's like Power Rangers, Dragon Ball Z, wrestling, throws the whole shit down. So it sounds like somebody fell, right?
Yeah.
Not only that, she comes and takes the TV down. Help you buy this fucking TV. Kaboom. And I was like, you need to get the fuck out now before my aunt fucking wakes up and you are still here. She's like, all right, fuck you. And then I'm like, oh, she leaves. But in my head, right, I'm like, yo, she's angry. Your cars are downstairs. So I'm like, So if you've never seen my house, the stairs are like this.
Yeah.
So as she reaches right here, I already closed the door. I'm like, fuck, I gotta go. And I see her outside. I'm like, no. And I'm like, cool. She's doing it to one of the other cars. And she's like, and I'm like, yo, you gotta fucking stop. What are you doing? She's like, you don't even seem mad. I know which car hurts you more. She looks, bro.
I was up at this time.
No, not yet, because you saw the part when she was chasing me back and forth, right?
I was standing upstairs. Okay,
so this is what happens. She goes to my green car. She goes right up to my green car, kicks the front fender. Boom, it dents in. Yep. I'm like, fuck, what are you doing? And I grab her. She's like, get your hand off my breast. I'm like, I'm
really loud. I think that's what woke me up, because they were yelling outside. Yeah. And I look in his room and I'm just like, oh, said, what happened? I'm like, oh, shit. Bro, it looked like there was an earthquake.
Yeah.
I was like, there's shit everywhere. And then I hear something outside just like, get the fuck away from me. I'm like, oh, shit.
She says that. And I said, mind you, like, so if you ever look at my car, like, it's some of it's fixed, like the front fender's fixed. But like my taillight, like if you ever look at the passenger inner taillight, there's a giant like swoosh on it. And it's because she was keying it. She ran around, keyed the car. Like, she keyed the left side the shit out of it. The left side of my car is fucked up. I'm like, you need to fucking stop. You need to fucking quit this. And then she know what she does? Out of nowhere, she just starts running.
So she ate shit on a skateboard.
No, just got up and bounced.
I'm looking at it at this point, and I'm seeing it. And I think she says something like, they're running from back and forth. Like, she was throwing rocks at one car, and then Gary would get over there, and then she would run to the other car. And she was like, yeah, you're not in shape. You can't catch me. But he was keeping up. Yeah, My man was keeping up. I was like, he's doing pretty good.
At this point, I'm like, in my soul, I'm like, fuck, I'm going to die, but I'm going to die from my car.
Yeah,
and she's like, for not doing any exercise, you still can keep up. I'm like, yeah.
But then
she's talking shit
the whole time. And then... And I hear this, and this is where I kind of like I just lose my shit, because she was like, she goes to the white car, and then she starts noticing like he's not running after her when she goes to the white car, and she's like, oh, you don't give a fuck about this car, and runs back to the green car and just starts pegging it with rocks.
She's throwing rocks at my car. I'm like, you need to fucking go right now. Because at this, the in between all of this, she grabbed my hair, right? Yeah. She grabbed my hair and pulled me down. And I'm like, I can't do anything. Like,
yeah.
I am 6'2", 300 pounds, 320, whatever. I'm over 300 pounds. Yeah. You are 5 foot, 150.
And that's where these, like, I couldn't do anything either. I was literally just standing on the steps because there's nothing we could do. Like, we're too big to put our hands on any female.
Yeah.
Like, so, even if I shove her,
she's gone.
Yeah, no, yeah. So we're both kind of just watching this play out. I'm like,
bro, she grabs me by
anything.
The top of my throat and yanks me down almost by like a brick ledge and hits my head on the ledge. And she's like, fucking, fuck you, fuck you. I was like, it's
damn,
not even
American History X.
Like, at this point, I'm saying anything to like save this. My cars.
Yeah.
I'm like, it didn't even mean nothing. I was just doing it just to get back at you. And she's like, she calls her and she's like, well, tell her that. And she calls her. I was like, whatever she says is a lie. You mean a lot to me.
Gary said the wrong fucking, like, this is the one time where you should fucking lie. And what did she say? She was like, do you love her or do you care about her or something like that? And he says yes, and I'm just like, no!
Why did you run out there with like water in a boiling pan or something?
I did.
Go out there with ketchup and mustard. Just start hoping.
I think it was right after he said this. It was a little bit back and forth. And then she's like, I'm leaving. I was like, Gary, don't let her get in the Prius.
So he didn't catch her in time. No. So this is what happened. She gets in the Prius, right? And she looks at me with a straight face. I'm going to run into your green car because that's the only thing you love.
Don't let her get in the car, bro.
And in my head, I'm like, you wouldn't do that. That's
you crazy
that's,
ass wench, you,
bro. I hear, blow, boom.
No.
Like she, it was boom, blow.
I think I have a video of it because I was like recording.
Bro,
at that
I was
point.
Like, yo, I look at my car like it's, but you know what? Out of all of that, for what it was just a bunch of sound. Because the part is she.
It sounded bad. It sounded because
she hit
terrible.
My passenger door, and my passenger door is hollow.
Yeah,
it doesn't have anything in it. So when she hit it, it was like boom, and then it just like she runs off of it. And the reason why it's so loud because the hubcap of the Prius falls off. So it's like wah 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 wah, and I'm like, and then I hear, nigga, did she just hit your shit? And I'm like, yeah. And then he's looking at it. He's looking at me like, why'd you let her hit your shit? And I'm like,
I yelled at you. I was like, don't let her get in the Prius, bro.
And I was like, I didn't think she would do it. He's like, but she told you she was going to do it. And I was like, I see a lot of things. We've said a lot of things, but I didn't think she would do it.
And I'm just, we're literally just looking at it. We're like, okay, like,
and then
shit ain't that bad.
You want to know what's funny? The whole time this nigga's on the phone with Jordan on speaker, and he was like, "Hey, bro, I just heard what happened to your shit. I'm glad you didn't put your hands on her." And I'm like, "Yeah."
Yeah. There definitely was a positive. And like low key, like his car door, it was a fucking tank, bro. It literally took the impact.
It took, bro, because the next morning we tried to go to our house. I was like, of all things, you could have ran into the Suburban. Like, the Suburban was behind my R34. So, like, I was like, what? And then we went to her house, and I'm trying to look at the damages. The dog's barking. She's like, what are you doing here? I was like,
we came to get the Prius. Like, you can't have that no more. That's not yours.
You know what she says? My dad's asleep. I'm not about to wake him up to move your Prius.
And I say, Gary, I'm going to go get an M80 and blow this motherfucker up.
I'm like, Josh, get your ass in the car. I'm like.
Yeah, I was like, let's go. There's no point.
It's no point after this. And then, like, so after all this happens, somehow we become, like, on the same level. We, like, on the same level as in a sense, like, okay, we can work this out. No, this is. I can't tell the story undone. So what happens is I'm like over, like I'm, this is like maybe, what is this? This is end of April. So that happened like this time though. Was that before FD? That was around this time it happens. So at the end of April, like my birthday happens and all that. She sent me an email and whoop-de-whoop-whoop. I get a private phone call. She calls me up and she's like, hey, it's Kimberly. And I'm like, yeah, I didn't know it was you, but what's up? She's like, why'd you call private? I didn't want you to have my number. You have the same number.
Dumb bitch.
You have the same number. So she's like, hey, I have something to tell you. I'm like, what is it? She's like, I'm pregnant. Oh, yeah, I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, I'm pregnant with your baby. And I'm like, huh? Like, she's like, yeah, what are we going to do about it? I wasn't planning on telling you, but I'm telling you now because I feel like you need to be in the child's life. And I'm like, okay, what do I need to do? I'm like, yeah, this is what happened. So it's like,
I looked you dead in the face. I was like, this bitch is lying. She's not fucking pregnant.
So this whole time, like, since this pregnancy shit starts, she's like on my head. She's like, why are you out with that woman? You need to be here taking care of your child. I'm like, I'm not nothing to you. Like, you have the baby.
It was a keeping nigga baby.
I was like, you have this baby. And then, we'll talk. At this time, like, she's like, we need to meet up here. I meet up, mind you, this. So after I get my green car kind of working, I get the downpipe fixed. She didn't break the downpipe. The reason my car was parked outside was because my downpipe broke and I couldn't move the car because the fumes were coming to the car. I can't drive it. Yeah. So I finally get my downpipe fixed and I go see my new girl and I'm like, hey, she calls me like, what are you doing? I'm like, she calls me like times in a row. I'm just hanging up. And then I'm like, what do you want? Like, we're not together, so we need to talk because my stomach hurts and you need to come talk to the baby. And I'm like, huh?
Talk to the baby?
Bro, she's a nut. She's a fucking nut.
At this point, like, it's only been a week since you told me. I don't even think this thing's a real baby. And we're talking, eating breakfast. She's like, let me talk to her. And my dumb ass passes her the phone. And I was like, she's talking to her. She's like, mm-hmm, yep, mm-hmm, yep, I know. Yep. And she's like, Gary, we can't do this if you're going to still be dictated by your ex. Like, you need to, like, grow a pair of balls and deal with her. Because this whole time I've not been scared of her, but I've been scared of her. Like, in a sense, it's like Respucia and Norbit type of thing. Like, she's not big like Respucia, but her attitude's big like me.
So she's got Respucia dick energy.
Yeah. So I'm like. No, so I end up going over there. Like, I meet her at a parking lot of Burger King, and she's
to talk to her belly.
No, to just talk. I'm like, I got work. What do you want? And then it ended up being a conversation about, like, she's like, how did we end up like this? I was like, I don't know. Maybe you should ask the Camaro man.
Like, I don't know, but I hate V6 Camaros. Petty now.
Level fucking 5,000.
No, I know it's a V8 Camaro because his fucking email was like, blah 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 LS6, and I'm like.
It was fucking crazy now that I'm like thinking about this.
As the time goes on,
the bitch hit a fucking Skyline with a Prius.
That's not even like the craziest thing she's ever done, bro.
That is the craziest thing she's ever done.
Remember when she was hopping down on your car on the trunk when something was happening? She was jumping up and down on the trunk.
That was on the Mercury, though. That don't count. That wasn't a car I cared about. That was a Sable. That was just like a normal car. But like, we stopped talking at the end of July. She's like, I need to come talk to you right now. She called me in the morning accusing me of some old flugazi ass shit. I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking. She's like, you have a bad track record. I've heard about you. I'm like, we've been together the same amount of time. What do you know that I don't know? Because everything I've done has been via virtual, or if I have done anything sus, you wouldn't know.
You definitely don't know about it.
Yeah. So she's like, whoop-de-whoop-whoop. And then I was like, no, I got to go to an event and work Dollar Shave Club or some shit. So I leave and come back. I'm at my boy's house, just me and my new lady. And she calls me again. What are you doing right now? I need to talk to you right now. I was like, no, it doesn't work that way. I don't have to do what you say anymore. And she's like, you need to talk to me right now. And then I fucking, this is like one of the very few times I know, I was like, you fucking hit my car. And you want me to come talk to you about fucking what? Because before this happened, oh, this is way, I missed a whole story. So before any of this, where we're at now, happens, we were going to some event, right? Some drift event, and she blows up my phone. She's like, I'm in the ER.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in the ER. Call me now. I'm in the ER. I'm like, I can't. Like, what's wrong? She's like, I'm bleeding. I'm in the ER. And it turns out she had a miscarriage.
Yeah, wait. We never saw paperwork.
That's one thing I never
Jenny
saw.
Jenny and her sister, her sisters never confirmed this. I don't think it was true. It was all a lie.
Just got her period.
Yeah, no, it was all a lie. That's how manipulative fucking she was, though. It was all a lie.
Because when this happens, I call my new lady. I'm like, guess what? I'm not going to be a dad. And she said, I'm free, nigga. And she was like, Gary, I don't want to be rude or anything, but you know that bitch was lying, right? And because I told my aunt and my uncle, I legit told my aunt and my uncle, and I was like, Uncle Marvin, she's pregnant. He's like, and then I told my aunt, his wife, he's like, Gary, drop everything you're doing now, join the Navy. I was like, what?
He said, you got to disappear, nigga.
She's like, drop everything you're doing now, join the Navy. I was like, why would I do that? She's like, because if you join the Navy, because I've always wanted to join the Navy. Okay. Like, I was close to joining the Navy. I almost stepped in when my grandma passed away, but she passed away. I had to take care of her affairs. But I'm already done with school, and I don't have nothing. Like, I don't have a job, really. Like, I just got laid off and whatever. And she's like, join the Navy. That way you and your child and her will have a beautiful life, and you guys can work this out. I don't want to work out shit with her.
Yeah, that was weird. They really,
my car.
Yeah, they really wanted him to get back with her. I think you called us. You called.
Well, they probably come from an older generation. Once you get a bitch pregnant, that's your bitch.
Fuck that.
That's true. Like, but I felt that. But then I left. Like, for some reason, when she told me she had like not an abortion, a miscarriage.
Yeah.
Like, I went over there, we talked, I cried, whoop, I'm sorry, hugged. I left, I called my new lady. She's like, you know, she was probably lying. And then after that, I called my aunt. And then she's like, my aunt's overdramatic. She's like, she's like, you know what? Heaven just got another angel.
I'm like, what? Yes. I think he called. I called you after her. If we were with, I forgot who I was with, but I was like, hey.
And you were with her. She started burning sage.
I was with some of our other homies, and I was like, hey, Kimberly supposedly just had a miscarriage. And they were like, hell yeah, fuck that bitch. And everyone started dancing and shit. I think I sent Gary a video of it. Like, it was hilarious. I mean, that's not anything to joke about.
That scene when the Bobby Shmurda hits exactly. And all the hats go up.
Exactly. It's one of those things to this day. I don't know if it was the truth or not, but in my heart, I'd like to believe her. But in the nigga in me is like, bro, you got to pass.
Unsolved mysteries, dog. Right? Update. Bigfoot is not real.
So it's like. So I'm driving. I go meet her at Buffalo Wild Wings. My new lady, and she was like, I'm sorry about you and your pretend baby. I'm like, what? Because at this time, I'm like still puffy in the face from crying about this whole situation.
Yeah. And who said this?
The new one.
Oh,
yeah. She says it.
Why are you so quick to just throw names out here?
I was trying this whole time.
Oh, I know. God. Fuck.
I'm sorry. I don't, whatever.
Edit
that out.
Okay, so. After this time, this is April. So this whole time after this happens, we still cool, walking the dog, everything. And she's being extra petty. She's like, yeah, I just met a guy. He has his own house. And he's talking about going to Japan, and he imports cars. And I'm like, that don't even sound right.
Matt.
I know pretty much everyone who imports cars. And this isn't adding up.
Yeah.
Point of the story is like, July comes. Is it July? Yeah, because I get a new job, right? Because she's angry at me because I get a new job and I can't take care of the dog of the weekend because I'm leaving to go to Pikes Peak, because the icing on the cake was like, I had a job, a temporary job that my boss made me feel like shit. He's like, I can see your trousers. You need to pick them up. I'm like, why are you? I'm telling Josh, I hate this dude, bro. He's always on my head about nothing. And I even came up to him like a man, like, hey, you know what? I appreciate you looking out for me and everything. I really feel what you're saying is really benefiting me. I feel like a changed person. He's like, don't give yourself too much credit yet.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm like trying to be a man to you, bro. You are belittling me. And I use somewhere, and he's like, he was like, that's not what the word means. And the nigga upped me by like knowing what the word means. I knew the urban definition, but he hit you with grammatical correctness. But at this time, I got the job I'm at now. I was like, if I get this job, I'm quitting and I'm going to Pikes Peak. It turns out my old boss from my first aerospace job was a dude who, he's like, what's up, man? I was like, you run this place? He's like, yeah. He's like, I got to act like I don't know you. And he closes the door, gives me the handshake.
He gave me the Obama.
Yeah, he was like, bro, what happened? You were doing so well. And I was like, man, shit happens. He's like, I understand. And he's like, can we work out some numbers? I'm like, yeah. He's like, what you looking to give? What were you making at SpaceX? I was like, I was making this much.
$286,000.
He was like, I can't do that, but I can do this. This is number work. And I was like, is there overtime? He's like, yeah, a shit ton of overtime. So it equals out.
Yeah.
So I was like, cool. So I get the job. I'm like, hey, yo, I'm going to Pikes Peak. Fuck you and that dog. But not the dog. I'm like, you're still my boy.
Yeah. Yeah,
that nigga was weak. Fuck that dog.
No, fuck you.
Don't do that.
Yeah,
to
don't
dog.
You ever don't drag animals up in this right? Like that. Come
that
on.
Dog was weak.
So
as fuck.
That dog was tight. That was my boy. I like raised him from a puppy. That's like the first dog I could say, like, yo, I raised that nigga.
Yeah.
You feel me?
He was soft.
Back when he had little coffee breath and shit, you know?
He did. He was soft. He would bow down to Juno and he'd be like, I'm like, come on.
What kind of dog was
real
he? One.
It was like a white German Shepherd looking dog.
Ooh.
But he was little.
He was like a husky thing.
Yeah, he was like tall as Juno, but wasn't girthy.
Yeah, just kind of like rail thin, spindly.
Juno's not like a normal sized animal.
But yeah, Juno's a thick gal.
You feel me? Juno.
And she would paw him and he would paw her and they would like do that thing where dogs
Is it like they nuzzle and shit?
Yeah. And so come July, she's like, I need to come talk to you. This is back to the story.
First of all, don't you look at me like that. I fucking love dogs. Fuck you.
Nah, I love dogs too, but I don't like dogs.
Give me that.
Go ahead.
But yeah, she comes and she's like, you need to come. I need to come talk to you right now. That's when I lost my shit. I was like, you ran into my car. I don't need to talk to you about a goddamn thing unless it's money. She's like, how dare you disrespect me after I lost a baby? Fuck you and fuck everything you're going to. Everything you're going through, I'm done. I'm like, cool. And I text her. I'm petty. So I send her a text message like, I hope your life turns out well. So come the end of the month, like my little cousin texts me like, hey, who's this nigga? Why is this nigga in Paris? I'm like, what? Come to find out, this is where the saga brings everything. She goes to Paris with Camaro Man.
Ooh.
Oh, recently?
Yeah, in October.
Oh, that's nice.
Because I was like, how do you know? She sends me a screenshot of them in Paris. I'm like, oh, all right, that might be Las Vegas. Nope, it was.
It was like, doo-doo,
it was the. And then ever since then, I've lived my life, been happy. I mean, since this incident, I left it a long time ago. But you know,
I would just like to commend Gary on handling like that, or handling it like a man. You know, he didn't end up in jail.
Nope.
He didn't put hands on her.
Nope.
You know, and things are copacetic now, kind of.
Yeah,
you know, browns. We didn't go through with the plan of.
Don't listen to anything he says after this.
Yeah,
everything ended up
legally. Okay. Everything after this is all completely fictitious.
Yeah, no, we were trying to get her to pay
nope,
for it.
Nope, nobody even said that. Yeah, not even once.
Oh no, because I went to the cop. Josh was like, you got to go to the cops.
I was like, she got to pay for this. So
I go to the cops. And I was
We went to the police station.
And I was like, hey, man.
We don't do that. We talked to the police.
I went to the police station down the street, and he was like, what's up? I brought my car, too, so he's like, I was like, hey, man, I just got in an argument with my ex-lady, and I don't know what to do. She hit my property. She was like, did you hit her, though? I was like, no. He's like, you sure? I'm like, yeah, I totally 100% didn't hear. I'll call right now and ask her if he hit her. He's like, listen, brother, this is what I'm going to do. If you, no matter from what date she hits your shit, she was like, did she hit your car? And I was like, yes. Did she stop and acknowledge she hit your car? And I was like, no. He's like, that's a felony hit and run right there.
I was like, Gary, let's lock her up. He was like, no, I don't want to do that. I was like, fuck that bitch. Let's lock her up.
And then I got to talk to a belly.
But yeah, I mean, life gets crazy sometimes. And, you know, sometimes it takes your beloved car to realize there's a lot more in life.
I really wanted her to go to jail. That's crazy. Like, I'm thinking about that now. Like, I was fully ready for her to go to prison. I was with it.
I'm living. Since then, I got my car fixed. Got Goku on the side of it now. It's great.
We out here running the city, you know? Puente Hills. Let's run it. Let's get this cheese and cake and
the cheese, the
bologna cake. Sandwiches.
Maybe next podcast we'll get to the why Josh got large.
I ate a lot. No surprise.
Josh got his heart broke once.
And then I had...
It was called cholesterol.
Then there was Neighborhood Watch.
Neighborhood Watch. Yeah.
I really thought that she was the craziest girl I've ever met. But now that you said that, yeah, about was a nut.
Bro, you got to stop mentioning her name.
Voldemort was a nut.
Well, there you go.
So it's been 2 hours.
It has?
Yeah.
Jesus, really?
Two?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
It might have been 2.5 hours.
Josh Big Ass out here like chromes all of my chest. Sorry.
I slapped the shit out of you.
I'm sorry. That was a little out of pocket. It was just sitting on my mind. I had to say it before we left.
All right. So I think this commences this story.
Yep. So that's it for now.
Hey, that was fun, guys.
Right? Till next time.
Yeah.
We're going to have a topic next time, I swear to God.
Yeah, we're going to have a topic.
The topic today was love, you know.
Love, hate, don't ask us for free shit, and
who's your favorite
cars.
Who's your favorite flavor of love, girl?
I never watched that show.
Jesus Christ.
I don't watch a lot of TV. I watch only sports.
Damn, there was this one girl on Flavor of Love season 2. I want to say her name was Delicious.
Is that the rapper one?
No. That on Flavor Love season 2, he brings back New York.
What's Flavor Love?
Yeah. Tiffany Pollard.
That's Call Me with the Clock.
So there was this one, the one girl, she had like a weird thing on her lip or something on her titty and shit, but she was thick as shit. And I was like, I want her.
What about Hoops?
Hoops. Yeah, she had like a keloid or something. Hoops was cool, but I was like, Hoops was the kind of girl in high school that would never give me the day of time unless I like did something.
Unless you fronted her a pack of Hot Cheetos or Frito-Lays.
Yeah, so I fucked with Delicious. I want to say her name was Delicious. Her name was
Delicious. Delicious was either her. Delicious, I think Delicious might have been that scraggly white chick. She had the blonde hair.
No, I don't know. We're going to look that up, though. But
that'll be the topic next week.
That's not, I'm going to watch it because I got time right now and figure out what the fuck y'all are talking
about. Please do. It is on Hulu.
Everybody, please be safe. Thank you for supporting us. And we out.
Wash your goddamn hands.
And also, I just want to thank Baru for editing this for us. That's another team member we got now. Thank you, guys. Appreciate
golf
you.
Golf clap.
Yeah, go buy some more t-shirts, though, because we got a bunch of t-shirts.
Yeah,
we're going to have some more t-shirts, too.
Buy our shit because it actually feels nice and not itchy like some other brands.
Yeah.